In this video, we'll discuss increasing productivity at home. Many people tend to associate productivity with the workplace. It's fair to say that staying productive at work is often a top priority. Yet, being productive at home is also important for your family life and your mental well-being. An unproductive home life leads to extra stress, dissatisfaction, and stagnation. Everyone has a host of tasks and responsibilities that need to be tackled in the home. It can seem virtually impossible to juggle them while you still have enough quality time for yourself and your family. Yet by simply utilizing a few productivity techniques, you'll revolutionize your home life. Many of the ideas that we've already covered in this video course can be applied at home as well as work. Delegation isn't something reserved only for colleagues. You can delegate tasks to family members too. Anyone can put laundry in the washing machine. Anyone can clear the table after a meal or take out the garbage. Planning your day is just as valid when you're at home. You can even apply the Eat the Frog and 8/20 rules in the home environment. However, there are a couple of additional productivity techniques you can add at home to make yourself more productive. Create an enjoyable environment. When you're at home, you're in your own space. That means you have the freedom to create an environment conducive to productivity. At work, you probably have limited control over your surroundings. There are rules and regulations that must be followed. At home, those rules are your own. That means you can think about how you can create the best space for you to stay productive. One way to make a productive environment at home is listening to the right kind of music while you work. We've already said that distractions ought to be avoided. However, at home, background music can often improve focus. The key is to choose the optimal music for you. It's always wise to avoid any music with vocals. Even if you don't mean to, you usually end up listening to the words. This is distracting and draws focus away from the task you're working on. Instead, choose instrumental tracks that are upbeat. Remember though, listen, but don't participate. If you're drumming, dancing, or tapping your feet while you listen, it's the wrong music for you. The goal is to listen to something soothing, not stimulating. Celebrate and reward your achievements. In the workplace, it's becoming more common to celebrate and reward achievements. Unfortunately, we usually fail to do the same at home. It's vital to take the time to congratulate yourself whenever you have a productive day. When you accomplish a task, you need to acknowledge your success. Only through celebration and reward will you retain motivation to carry on trying and striving towards your goals. Reflect on every day to determine what worked for you and what failed. Don't feel bad about the things that didn't work out. Instead, identify why they went wrong. How could you change things next time? Reflection will boost your future productivity in the long run. If you dwell for too long on things that failed, you end up overlooking what went well. Make sure you give yourself full credit for those successes. Humans naturally seek out rewards. Each time you celebrate a success, you're rewarding yourself. This gives you increased motivation in the future. You'll also begin to develop habits and rituals that will make you more productive in the future. You'll be programming your mind to become more successful. You'll also forge a more positive relationship with yourself. This gives you greater confidence, which in turn makes you more likely to be more productive. How can you celebrate your achievements? Keep your own victory log that you can look back over. Do something that you love but hardly ever have time to do. Buy a treat for yourself. Take some me time. When you reward your own achievements, even at home, you'll increase your productivity in the future. You'll also be more motivated to achieve your personal best.